going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as the draft is over with. And we've taken another step of learning what this Texans team is going to look like going into the season, Clint. And to me, I think we are still, maybe not still, but at least we do have more answers to what was the number one question that we had to answer, and that is the offensive line. At the end of the year, that was the number one question on this team. And now, Clint, we have gone through free agency. We have now gone through the entirety of the draft. Rookie camp is near. OTAs is near. This thing is about to get started, Clint, as we get close to May. It is clear to me that the Texans have made a bit of a decision with their offensive line and what they felt was most needed to be changed. And I think that was more coaching than it was, we need to get improved, dude. Now, they made some changes across the offensive line, Clint, but they still have a good amount of guys that were here before. Juice Scruggs, Patterson, Titus Howard, Blake Fisher. And then, you know, now they've added some guys, but nobody that you would quote unquote say was like a big time addition.
Yeah.
And then they only drafted one guy from the offensive line, and that's Ursary at in the second round. So they didn't really do a ton of changes like maybe we thought they would. But it seems like, for real, their thought is we can coach this thing up. You know, we've promoted Cole Popovich. We've now added Nick Cayley. This is the change that we need. And I don't know about you, Clint. We are still, I think, after the season ended, are still in a space of, I guess we're going to have to see how this works. We're going to see we're going to have to hope and see what they're able to pull off with this line.
Yeah, look, I've said it a million times, man, that the protection issues in Houston with the Texans it's layered. It's multifaceted. There's four, five, six different things that contributed to the issues that we saw as fans last year. And I only say that in a sense of hell, it ought to be an easy fix, right? It ought to be an easy fix. Your quarterback, your play caller. Sure, there's several things that need to change and should change and will change for them to get better. But Ron, it is hard with the moves that have been made. It is very, very difficult for anybody out there, and it's been done consistently since these moves were made. It is difficult right now for anybody out there to sell that Bobby Slowick and Laremy Tunsil weren't the damn problem.
And Chris Strauss.
Well, yeah, you that's fine.
Those are the three guys that
coaching, Green. Coaching and Tunsil. That's. I mean, at the end of the day, coaching and mentality, right? I mean, the biggest, boldest moves that have been made when you were one of the worst quarterback protecting football teams in all of the NFL. The biggest, boldest moves that were made were you get your offensive play caller the hell up out of here, and you get your captain. $20+ million a year man,
Pro Bowler,
that does what he wants when he wants. You get his ass up out of here, and everything else is just like, hey man, we'll do more with less. Hey man, we'll get a guy that never called plays in here. We'll get a guy that's never coached O line in here. We'll get a bunch of O linemen on 1 year deals, 2 year deals. We'll draft some guys and allow them to compete right away. Hell, we'll bump Titus Howard back inside. Maybe, hell, I don't know. Maybe he'll play tackle. You know, there's. It is, and I don't say this. This is not a negative spin at all. I am absolutely here for it and down with it. But it is hard for anybody right now to not say, oh boy, coaching and mentality was viewed to be the biggest problems with this offensive line over the last handful of years, because those are the two major changes that you hope work out. By the way, because you didn't hire an offensive coordinator that's a surefire lock, stock, and barrel change. You didn't hire an O-line coach that's a surefire, lock, stock, and barrel, better offensive line coach. You'd think, and he's been good as an assistant, right? But or in a position coach, but you know, you didn't hire just proven pelts on the wall OC and O-line coach. And the guys you brought in, you didn't bring in a bunch of guys that were proven game changing type players. All you're doing is coaching and mentality. And again, if you would have asked me from the absolute jump, now this is splitting hairs because it would have been tough because they were bad physically. They were really bad physically. Mm. But I would have put neck and neck with how bad they were physically was how detrimental, you know, in terms of what was the most detrimental. Yes, they were bad physically, no doubt about it, particularly on the inside. They were bad, right? But I'm going to tell you, that mentality was as detrimental as anything. And the moves they've made, they can say whatever the hell they want. Yeah, they can push whatever they want out of that building. There is no doubt about it. Coaching and mentality were the problem over the last handful of years.
Yeah. Again, I've said this every step of the way, and now it feels like, I guess, the last thing is there could be additions added between now and camp.
But even then, for you, Ron, you're not going to look. There's nobody out there you're going to look at and go, hell yeah, that's
it. No, I don't think so. But to that point, as I said, there's still areas. This is just not at all what I saw as the response to we've got to get better up front. And it is really a hope that all of those things go together that can create this, and that these guys can get the most out of a Lincoln Tomlinson or can really, you know, get the most out of Titus wherever they play him.
Yeah. The thing is the layered aspect that I spoke of initially, Ron, is if C.J. Stroud plays a different brand, like commits to it the way he did his first year. And again, I'm not knocking C.J. I'm just saying if he commits to playing that boring brand of football that won him the Rookie of the Year, everybody around him's job will be significantly less difficult. None of it's easy, but less difficult. Right. And guys will make mistakes, and we'll never know about it unless you watch the film. The fans damn sure won't know about it. The stat sheet won't know about it. Right. So starts there. But boy, the mentality and the coaching better play a big part here. Right.
Yeah. Can I say this is the thing, fellas, that makes me feel like the most uncomfortable about their offensive line situation is, like, as I pull it up, I've got every lineman that you would think has a chance.
You got some combinations going here.
And that's it. It's hard to put the puzzle together, right? Obviously, they have a game plan. But usually, like, we could probably go through most contending teams, playoff-level teams, and look at their offensive line, and, like, you'll know, like...
You can get four of them.
All right, he's going to go here. He's going to hear it, like... Like, they got a couple of guys here that you're like, all right, based off where they're drafted or how much money they make, they got to play. But then it's like, are all, but all three of them, like how, where are they going to play? Because they all play the same position. That's the thing that's uneasy. Like I think Juice is going to play center based off where he was drafted and that they moved up to go get him. But Patterson has been better, so that is weird. But then they also could play him at guard. And then I look at it, I know Titus is the highest paid player that's up there, so I know he's playing. But I think he may very well be your best tackle on the team, but I think he's got to potentially play inside. But where? Then your number one, your top guy you drafted this year, third straight year you've drafted an offensive lineman in the second round. I know two of the three for sure you moved up to get him. I'm not sure if you moved up to get Blake Fisher. I can't remember, but I know you did for Scruggs and the kid you just got this year from Minnesota. But I don't know if is he going to play guard or is he going to play tackle? Mm-hmm. Like, are we guaranteeing that one of your second round picks is going to be the swing tackle, him or Fisher? It's just, it is hard to put the pieces together. Like, is Tomlinson definitely a starter? It's hard to put the pieces together. That's what makes me a bit uneasy about this team. And to think that was the biggest problem what's in front of CJ. You know, and you're bringing in a new play caller who's never design officer call plays that has to kind of figure this thing out.
Yep. And we'll see. Look, I mean, this is, again, I know we look at it and we go, man, what the hell? Who's going to be where? What's and look,
no, obviously
look,
they know.
I think Howard's going to be inside, but I think he's a significantly better right tackle than he is interior offensive lineman.
But I think that the roster. It makes sense that he would have to be inside, right? Right.
But that's where I was going with it. I said this 2 months ago, whenever it was that Nick Caley was hired. This is another sign that Nick Caserio is running things. I mean, Nick Caserio, and again, I'm not saying this negatively. I'm just making the point. Like, this is the New England way of, hey, man, we got 10 or 12 offensive linemen in here, and we're going to play our best five. We're going to play the best five. We're going to play the best unit. We're going to play the best five that makes sense.
Heard that.
Right? Instead of going and getting, no, this is my left guard. This is my center. This is my tackle. And starting the season that way, they are comfortable going, we got a boatload of offensive linemen. We're going to coach all these guys to do all these different things. And the best five are who we're going to put out there. And that could mean your best right tackle is going to play left guard.
I cannot wait to see the combinations when this OTAs and stuff starts, and when Brandon Scott or Sean Bajani are out there and they're like, all right, here at practice, and these are the first five to come out, and they're playing here, because I don't even know if I got a good guess on what the lineup is going to look like. It's crazy. Text line coming through. Many people believe a big issue was Bobby Slowick and how they ran the offense, and that's going to be the super change. I hope so. Again, as I've said before, I know some may not believe. I want to see C.J. Stroud at his best. I love potential greatness, and I think C.J. Stroud show that in year one and has that, and I want to see that. And I want to see him have the ability to do so. Maybe it was just the coaching. Maybe that is the big massive change here to get things. We'll see that. We'll see if that is the case. I'm not certain that is something I 100% agree with, because the same damn coach was the same guy that was there the previous year, and they just said, to hell with it. To hell with it. Like, at no point ever got back to it. And that was somebody, hell, we praised the first year of, like, man, the way they were able to protect their offensive line issues throughout that year.
Yeah.
And overcoming. And like, the game we always went back to was, dang, man, they had Austin Deculus out there playing left tackle against the Steelers with George Fant on the other side. And those pass rushers. And I remember praising them how they were able to do that. And then the very next year, like, all of a sudden, man, they're just absolute complete airheads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When it comes to it, and just got no damn clue with the offensive line. It just, I mean, it's just like not even a point of reference to even say, well, hell, let's go back to what we did last year. Like that, like so. I hope that is the case because I do want to see C.J. Stroud get better. But I talked to like Tyler. I'm gonna put Tyler out there before the show. I said, Tyler, how do you, like coming into the year? What grade would you give the Texans on their offensive line efforts during this offseason? What'd you say?
C.
A C.
Yep. C.
Which I think it's fair because I think a C is you gotta hope to see what they're going to do. Like I don't know what the confidence is maybe middle of the road if you're being honest when you just look at the parts. But you just at this point hoping that this thing.
Well, I don't know. I get to a C.
Oh, you don't get to a C.
I did also add that was probably a little optimistic.
You did. I forgot. You did say you were being optimistic. Yeah. I like the Tunzel move because it fits to me what they're trying to get to.
Yeah.
I think that fits and makes sense. Even though he was clearly the most talented guy, it's just the follow up has been interesting to say the least. The follow up of what the response to fix up for him. That just. Like, just judging by this, they said our interior, like us, we thought the interior was the real issue. And they did not. Or at least they did not go after guys that would lead
their
you.
Their actions quick. Didn't say.
Yeah. $3 million for guys. All right, so we'll see. Someone text in, Ron, relax. It's not your job to put the pieces together. Let them figure it out. Okay, well, hell, it's not your job to do it either. Your ass feels like, oh, they've got it. No, it ain't your job either. Shut up. You do. That's what you do. What we all do. We're trying to put the pieces together.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.